This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Well, how sweet it isn't. Without warning, the firm that just bought Necco, the iconic New England confectionery company, has shut down its candy-producing plant in Revere. It seems to be the final, bitter end for the country's oldest continuously operating candy company. And a lot is still not known about this latest chapter in Necco's history. For more now, we turn to WBUR Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman, who's in the studio now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Jack.
So a lot of changes for Necco recently, but still, this is sudden and very final, or at least it seems final.
I was out at the Necco plant in Revere this morning, and it was closed. Not even the company's candy store was open. The CEO was inside, but he wasn't talking to me, and there were no workers on the site.
Okay, so this is a little confusing, because just a few months ago, Necco declared bankruptcy, and then was bought at auction.
Actually, it was bought two times at auction. First by a company named Spangler, but then Spangler pulled out of the deal, and then it was bought by Roundhill Investments. That's a family-owned firm which made a name for itself by resurrecting fading iconic products like, you know, Twinkies, Vlasic pickles, and that golden oldie Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. That company announced it was closing the plant in Revere in November. It was assumed they'd find another facility, and everyone thought Necco wafers and Sweethearts, those little sugary hearts with the Valentine's messages on them, were saved.
Yeah, but then the factory still got shut down.
Right. That's yesterday afternoon. Production line workers were told Roundhill had sold the company to an unnamed candy maker and that the plant was closing for good immediately. You know, Jack, at one time, Necco had something like 500 workers and was the largest employer in Revere. But the news of the closing last night caught even the mayor's office by surprise. Here's the chief of staff, Bob Mara.
A simple heads up would have been nice. We didn't know anything about it. To this moment, we don't really know anything about the closing. In fact, one person asked whether we could confirm if it's closed. And frankly, we don't have any official information.
No. It's interesting to note, Jack, that when Necco moved from Boston to Cambridge in the late 1920s, it was the largest candy factory in the world, and then it moved to Revere in 2004.
Yeah, there are not 500 workers there now. How many people are losing their jobs?
I'm told about 230. They'll get their last paychecks on Friday and a severance package. The mayor's office is trying to help people find new positions. Bob Maris told me that two companies have expressed interest in hiring some of the workers. There's a company called Five Ways Food Service, which is locating a plant in Revere in the fall, and Legal Seafoods. In fact, Maris says Revere City Council ward member Patrick Keith, who is the culinary director for Legal, got the ball rolling.
So he called this morning and said, hey, let me put you in touch with our recruitment director. I know we are, you know, looking for hiring. There's no Legal Seafoods in Revere, but we have a great city councilor who's a great contact to Legal Seafoods.
So still a lot of questions, Jack. We don't know who bought the historic candy company, and maybe there's always a chance someone else could decide to produce those iconic sweets.
There's always a chance. If not, Valentine's Day could never be the same.
It's not.
All right, that's WBUR Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman. Bruce,
thanks. You're welcome.